Welcome to Mindful Living with Miraval on the Mrs. Green's World Radio and Podcast Network. Miraval Resort and Spa has been blessed with the most amazing team of healers, health practitioners, and wellness providers who spend their lives creating and teaching the magic of living in the moment. Today, we're going to hear some of their stories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindful Living with Miraval Resort and Spa. I am Gina Murphy-Darling from the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Our guest for this segment of Mindful Living is an amazing human being, a new mom, and truly an expert on nutrition. She is a nutritionist at Miraval who specializes in weight management and the integration of nutrition on disease prevention. Our topic for today is from Janelle's chapter, Nutrition for Optimal Health, in the latest book from this award-winning destination, Mindful Living by Miraval. Janelle, I am delighted to have you with us as the very last guest for our six-part series, and I know that you always have really important information to share with us about nutrition and about tips for leading a really healthy life, more than tips, guides and rules for that. So welcome to Mrs. Green's World and to Mindful Living with Miraval.
Thank you for having me, Gina. I'm delighted to be here.
I think we absolutely have to start with an update on how is Moses, the newest gift to your life, because I think that's something that's of interest to everyone, nutrition and your children.
Oh, it's been so exciting. Actually, he's at the point of starting solids, so we are having a good time.
And I'm sure healthy solids. The book is absolutely and positively gorgeous, and I don't think I've said that enough on the series, but it's something that everybody should check out. Your chapter is beautifully presented, beautifully written, and so full of great content and recipes. So let's get started. In the book, you talk about the anti-inflammatory diet and why it is so important. So could you share with us that piece of the book and your philosophy?
Sure, Gina. I'd love to. And as you know, my philosophy is always keep it simple, because life is complicated and your food intake should not be. So anti-inflammatory diet, big word, really just means eating better for prevention of age-related disease, optimizing your health, or better well-spoken, to eat healthy in order to live longer, you know. It's basically a diet that consists mostly of gobs of fruits and vegetables, and the sky's the limit with fruits and vegetables, because every time you have the chance to eat them, you should look at that as an opportunity. So I really work hard to get the point across that long gone are the days of the idea that fruits and vegetables are going to do negative to the body. So regardless of the fact that they might have energy that turns to sugar, just eat more of them and get the biggest swath of color possible. So anti-inflammatory diet consists of mostly fruits and vegetables. That's the primary source of carbohydrates there. Intact grains. So when you eat grains, don't get them in a form that's been pre-digested or already turned to flour. Get your grains intact. And I think nowadays we're making those more readily available and easy to get your hands on and prepare at home. So I'm talking things like quinoa and wild rice and farro and buckwheat and barley.
We're not talking minute rice. We're talking real rice.
Reshaping things. Rice. No, none of that. Right on. And I think there's an awareness out there, because when I go for my own, you know, shopping for my own family, I see things like farro on the grocery store shelves, and things like barley and ways to cook these and have them in 10 minutes, and things like steel-cut oats in the frozen section at certain grocery stores. And I think, oh, that's marvelous, because people are getting their head around the importance of not eliminating carbohydrates but eating the intact sources. So it excites me immensely. Also, you know, proteins like beans and legumes, so not having your mind go straight to animal protein, but think in terms of beans like lentils and black beans and hummus, and having those as a protein source. And of course, I must mention plant fats. also cold expressed olive oil and lots of nuts and seeds, and being heavy-handed with your olive oil in the kitchen, not using the spray, sources to make sure we don't use a lot of it, but being heavy-handed and using lots of cold expeller pressed olive oil to saute up all your vegetables to serve with your beans and intact grains. That's all anti-inflammatory. So keep it simple. It's plant-based. And everything I didn't mention, just have less of.
And I think that one of the things that's kind of implied, but to really restate it, when you say fruits and vegetables, you are absolutely talking fresh fruits and vegetables, looking for organic when you can. So it's not opening a can of peaches laden in syrup. You're talking fruits and vegetables that are fresh, local markets, locally sourced if possible. Is that true?
You got it. And it's such it's a wonderful time of year to focus on what's growing seasonally, because there's so much now with all kinds of, things growing, especially down here in the desert, that are in season and ready to go. And we're getting things from, up north, like cherries that are wonderful, and stone fruits right around the corner, and the vegetables are plentiful and growing in our own backyard here in the desert. So I think it's a great time to get an awareness of what's happening locally. Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity. I mean, I have friends that are actually into canning. I can say that I haven't done it myself, but a friend of mine that lives in the Pacific Northwest is really taking advantage of those healthy things and canning in a really, prepare for the winter when it's not so as much.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a rainbow of color. And I think you talk about the color spectrum eating, and I think it's great for you to share that with people. What should our plates look like when you talk about color spectrum eating? It's a great visual.
It is. And the USDA did an initiative, years ago with eating the rainbow, and I think it was a great one. The science behind that, again, I don't like to overcomplicate stuff, but there's a reason behind that, because these little plant chemicals, we call them phytonutrients, they have been shown to be the greatest power behind prevention of age-related disease. So if you want to decrease inflammation and you want to stay healthier for longer, you want to get as much of these phytonutrients as possible, and a great way to do it is to get the biggest swath of color on the spectrum possible, because each phytonutrient provides plants their color. So don't get stuck in one spectrum eating, like people that say, oh, kale. Listen, kale's great, and it's got wonderful properties behind it, but you also want to make sure you're getting your cauliflower and getting your turnips and getting your carrots and getting your organic red bell peppers, because all of those colors, and your berries, the deep colors of the berry spectrum, because those also have phytonutrients in them that you won't find in, say, the green spectrum alone. So the science behind that is get the most of the color possible to increase your intake of those phytonutrients.
And that's a really beautiful picture to paint, too. If your plate looks all brown, it's probably needing a little bit, or even all green. It's diversify it and eat all the food groups. What a really great point, because it's providing you with different things. Okay, another point, and I'm really, you have such content, I'm trying to get a lot in our segment, but
Thank you.
You have talked with me in the past when I've interviewed you about the concept of selecting food according to what it is instead of what it isn't, and I think that's a really interesting concept, and I'd love you to share your thoughts with us on what is that philosophy.
Yeah, I try to live my life in a positive way, and I try to do the same with my profession. I think oftentimes we go at this food thing in such a negative angle, and I think since about the 1950s, we've really been going at it incorrectly and talking about food education and getting people to select their food according to what it does not contain. This is a real bummer. We teach people to buy everything fat-free and low-fat and low-carb and low-calorie, and we go at it in terms of saying, okay, this is a healthy choice if it does not contain this, this, and this. But my perspective is selecting your food according to what it does contain. Going out there and saying, I'm going to put food in my grocery store cart according to what it has, not what it does not have. And once you go at it from that angle, I think you're spending more time in the produce section and really, you know, focusing on putting as much color in the cart as possible and going at it from a, how can I get as much nutritional value in my life as possible and you know, create more nutrition-rich foods and looking at what you can get out of food, not what you don't want to get. And that really helps people to stay away from things like the 100-calorie snack pack and the protein bars and the heavily processed, modified, manipulated food, foods that contain things that haven't been in our food supply for very long. That concerns me. Getting it back to basics and looking at food from what you can get out of it, not what you need to take away from it.
So you make an interesting point, and it's a mindset shift, and it's not a deficit model. It's coming from such a place of positive thought. So look for color. Look for what kind of vitamins, look for what kind of minerals, look for what's in it instead of what they've taken out. And I think a rule of thumb for us in our journey as you know, we're evolving as a consumer, as a family, is if it's in a package, beware. Buy as little, as little food that's already prepackaged as possible. So where do you... I don't think I've ever asked you this. Where do you stand on fish? That's a big issue for me right now because of the state of our oceans, because of Seafood Watch. What do you advise people who want to get their protein through a fish source?
If you like fish and you like the taste of it, go for it. However, and I'd love to have, you know, this would be a much more in-depth conversation about these polyunsaturated fats. What we're doing is we're trying to switch the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s because we consume too much omega-6, not enough omega-3s. And the way we're going at with educating the public is more omega-3s. And I think it's important to get omega-3s from the fish, but I think a better way to create a friendlier ratio in the body is to decrease omega-6 intake. And I know I'm getting too complicated
but
here.
But I get it. I do.
I think
most consumers will get it also.
And
because
the
you
is,
get it pills to take omega-3s. I mean, there's do it a more natural way.
And decrease omega-6 by getting less of those refined vegetable oils, corn oil, soybean oil. Those oils are skewing the ratio of omega-6 to compared to omega-3s. So don't just up the ratio of omega-3s by eating more fish. But have fish a couple days a week. But when you focus on fish, the most important thing to do is make sure it's wild. Because if you're not getting wild fish, there's not the omega-3s in there like we want. It's just like when you take a cow and you don't let it eat grass. If you allow your cow to eat grass, it's got a higher omega-3 ratio. Just like if a fish is swimming wild in the ocean, it's eating green life that creates omega-3 fats in there. Same idea. So when you go to the market, the best thing to do to ensure that you're getting a healthy fish that's healthy in the ocean, healthy in your body, healthy for the planet, is make sure you see the word wild there.
And it's just, I don't know, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, and it will be something that there will be a repeat performance. And I just want to say the one of the quotes from your books, the buzzwords may be color spectrum eating and anti-inflammatory diet, but the advice boils down to this: if it makes you feel good, eat it. And I would add, because I would love to add for the advice from your book, eat it, but educate yourself about what you're putting in your mouth. So we have to come to the end of this. This has been a great segment. Thank you for joining us. I loved it. For this segment of Mindful Living with Miraval Resort and Spa, please be sure to visit MrsGreensWorld.com to hear all of the segments in this Mindful Living series, because they will, in fact, help you to remember to live mindfully. And most importantly, be sure to purchase a copy of the book Mindful Living by Miraval at MiravalResorts.com. That's MiravalResorts.com. Janelle, thank you. Good luck with your journey of motherhood. And thanks for taking the time to be with us and for all the good work you do for our health.
Thank you, Mrs. Green. Be mindful, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.